With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The wheels are in motion for a solution to end the war in Ukraine. During Monday's historic meeting with President Trump, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he's open to meeting with both the president and Vladimir Putin at the same time.
We supported the idea of the United States, of personally of President Trump, to stop this war, to make a diplomatic way of finishing this war, and we are ready for trilateral, as President said. This is a good signal about trilateral. I think this is very good.
The president would like to arrange a trilateral meeting very soon. Hurricane Aaron on the move, the center of the storm, expected to turn to the north-northwest today, passing to the east of the Bahamas and move between Bermuda and the U.S. East Coast Wednesday and Thursday. Bermuda's acting Minister of National Security, Jack Adams, says the effects of Aaron will get stronger as the storm moves closer.
Winds will strengthen on Wednesday, and on Thursday, Hurricane Aaron will make its closest point of approach, some 310 nautical miles to our northwest.
The Category 2 hurricane, not expected to make landfall over the U.S., but people in North Carolina's Outer Banks warned of possible coastal flooding that triggered evacuation orders. A federal judge in Miami has issued a split decision in a lawsuit about detainees' rights at the Alligator Alcatraz Detention Center in the Florida Everglades. U.S. District Judge Rodolfo Ruiz dismissed part of the suit and moved the case to a different jurisdiction. He ruled that claims about detainees lacking confidential access to lawyers or hearings were moot. On Wall Street, stocks are fluctuating but are lower. The Dow down 1 point, the NASDAQ losing 280. This is SRN News. A dispute over a parking space in upstate New York.
At Grand Island High School outside Buffalo, seniors who can drive can pay $50 for a designated slot in the parking lot and then are allowed to put their name on it and decorate it. But the school said no when a Christian student wanted to put a cross on her space. She has since engaged the legal group First Liberty, which has sent a letter of warning to school officials. They claim if they allow the cross, they'll have to allow satanic symbols as well. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Things are getting worse for Afghanistan's tiny community of Christians. According to a report from the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom, the government's new Islamic morality law is making it hard for believers to go about their daily lives. The law is a violation of the International Covenant on Civil Rights and Political Rights, which states that freedom of religious belief is a fundamental right and includes expressing one's faith in public. This is SRN News. As we hear in this BBC report, China and India are strengthening their ties as the U.S. puts the economic squeeze on India for helping to fund Putin's war machine for buying Russian oil.
On his final day in Delhi, Mr. Wang will meet the Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who is expected to travel to China later this month, his first visit there in 7 years. The Chinese Foreign Ministry statement after the meeting of the two foreign ministers said Beijing was ready to uphold the principle of cordiality and mutual benefit with India. While bilateral relations between Delhi and Beijing show distinct signs of a thaw, the jury is still out on whether President Trump's swinging tariffs in India are playing a role in nudging the two giant rivals in Asia closer to each other.
The BBC's Sanjay Dasgupta with that report. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.